hill, I could see the base from here. The ships, anyway. There was another hill obscuring most of the buildings. The bridges of the largest ships were visible where they were moored to the piers in the man-made harbor. At night, if it was clear enough, I could even see the hull numbers glowing in the distance, including the blinding white 9, the USS Fort Stevens, my ship. That view had almost been enough to make me pass on the house. This was supposed to be my oasis from work, not a place where it lurked right outside. Who the hell wants to look out the window and see their job? As long as I stayed inside, though, I could watch the sunset and not have to think about all the gunmetal gray in the distance. I wasn't even supposed to be here. Not in Oregon, not on that ship, not in this house. I was supposed to be on the downhill slide to retirement. Less than 3 months ago, I'd been getting ready to drop the paperwork to start the year-long retirement process. Come July, after 20 years, 24 if you counted my time in ROTC, I would have been done. Then, I'd unexpectedly been promoted to captain, and a call had come in telling me that if I wanted them, there were orders for an executive officer position. If I did want them, I had to agree to them right then and there, and I'd need to report in 8 weeks. Any other time in my career, I might have at least hesitated. I'd taken some slam orders before, and they were a headache and a half. Moving across the country on 8 weeks' notice was enough to make anyone go gray. But the promotion and the call had come within days of my wife serving me divorce papers. So why the hell not? I'd said yes. The orders had gone through, and now I was the XO of the Fort Stevens, an amphib ship that homeported at NAS Adams. I was moved into my two-story rental house south of Anchor Point, fully 3,000 miles away from everything that had been home for the last 10 years. Everything I still owned was unboxed except the gold band I'd worn for almost 19 years. That tiny box, currently shoved in the back of my sock drawer, would stay sealed for a while. I was here. I was settled. I was restless. What now? I'd forgotten what downtime was. The last few months had been a blur of upheaval, and now that things were starting to quiet down, I wasn't sure what to do with myself. Since early September, every waking hour, and quite a few of the sleeping ones, had been occupied with the divorce and my new orders. And now that was all more or less finished. The divorce was in the works. My ex-wife was handling the sale of our house in Norfolk. I'd finished checking in aboard the ship a week ago. There really wasn't much left for me to actually do, except show up and do my job. It was all back to business as usual. Same shit, different ship. So, now what? I drummed my fingers on the armrest of the Lazy Boy, the tap of fingertips on leather seeming to echo in my otherwise silent living room. Maybe I needed to get out of this house and away from all the things I'd just finished painstakingly arranging. According to the clock on the end table, it was only 18:45. Still early yet, and it was a Friday night, so it wasn't like I had to work tomorrow. I picked up my phone and Googled Anchor Point. A TripAdvisor page came up. That seemed like a decent place to start. Restaurants, a pier, some shops, hotels, a maritime museum, a military museum, typical tiny touristy town with, I did a double take, the High and Tight Gay Nightclub. Oh, now that was an interesting possibility. The clientele would obviously be military, which was risky, but it also seemed to be the only game in town. Admittedly, I was tempted. How many years had it been since I'd touched a man? Not that I'd touched anyone in recent memory, but a man? Long time. I'd been thinking about it since I'd arrived in Oregon, too. I had condoms and lube waiting by the bed and everything. Just had to actually connect with someone who'd be interested in using them with me. Still, I couldn't help wondering if it was too soon. Except, no. No, it was definitely not too soon. Long overdue, if nothing else. The ink was technically still wet on my divorce papers, but Angie and I both agreed our marriage had been over since well before she'd made it official. And now that I thought about it, going to a gay bar and maybe hooking up with a man sounded like the perfect way to break up this sudden monotony. I saved the address in my phone, then went upstairs to get ready to go. And I couldn't help